It was Halloween when your car broke down in the middle of nowhere. A cold, rainy evening where you had to wait by your car in the hopes that someone can help you. That someone can help you fix it. Or at least give you a ride. A couple of hours passed, but you grew weary of waiting, and a little spooked, standing there by yourself. The evening was slowly turning into night. That is when a glimmer of hope seemed to magically appear. A light far in the horizon that you hurried towards, hoping to find refuge from the blistering cold and help with your car. On any other day of the year, you'd be suspicious of the house you're standing in front. But you know how people tend to go overboard with decorations during Halloween. With spider webs scattered all around the yard, some gravestones and skeletons decorating the entrance, and a couple of sinister-looking gargoyles on the roof, towering and guarding this estate. While it seemed a bit odd to go into all this effort to decorate a house in the middle of nowhere, with little to no chance of any kids coming for trick-or-treat, you shrugged it off and knocked. The door opens after a few moments, and standing there, you see a tall old man, thin, yet doesn't appear weak. He gives you a sharp look, as if you've disturbed him from very important business. But what business could this guy have at his age? "What is it?" he asks. After you explain your situation, he allows you to enter, although begrudgingly. You think that is quite rude, but you need his help. So you swallow your pride and use his phone. You call for a cab, but they say it's gonna take a while until they arrive because of the weather. Asking the old man if you can wait till they arrive, he agrees, disappearing for a few moments. He returns with two cups of tea. You sit by the fireplace waiting, and that is when he starts to speak. "It's been ages since I've had a visitor, you know. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a rainy evening, not different from tonight, when a couple came knocking on my door. For they were lost, you see. Back then, they didn't have all your fancy maps and technology. They didn't even have automobiles. They were on their horses, trying to find their way to the nearest town. Of course, I invited them in for some shelter until I can give them directions. Everyone used to have maps around, or they'd get lost, you see. They were a lovely couple. Although, they seemed like they were mad at one another, probably for getting lost. I had to put a silent spell on them, just to get them to keep quiet while I looked for the map. I never understood why they freaked out when that happened. I'm a wizard. What did they expect? Can you imagine one of them tried to run away? What a foolish thing to do. How did they expect to get their voice again if I didn't undo the spell? But anyway, when I grew tired of looking for the map, I simply cast the spell to have it come to me. Once I showed them the directions on the map, undid the spells, they just ran away. Can you believe that? No manners. Not even a thank you. But regardless, 1890 was quite the year. You had so much to unpack from what he said, from what you just heard. You didn't even know where to start. The fact that he said 1890? Or casting spells? Or just saying he's a wizard? Obviously you were in shock. And it showed. Because you could see he was looking at you in what appeared to be an amused expression. That's when you calmed down and figured it out. He was messing with you. Of course he was. He was pulling a prank. Just an old geezer bored with his life. So he tries to mess with people coming for his aid. But you are furious. After everything. Everything with the car, the rain, and now this old geezer with his weird stories. No, you aren't having it. And that's when you lashed out at him. Shouting and screaming to his face. But he remained calm. He never moved a muscle or showed any intention to retaliate, which quickly extinguished your fury and calmed you down. You immediately regretted doing that, but it was too late. Osmot, la tatahaddas. As soon as you heard these foreign words, you were no longer able to speak. Your eyes opened wide as you realized what he did. He cast a spell, a silent spell on you. He started talking. So you think I'm just a crazy old man, right? A delusional geezer who lost his marbles long ago, yes? You're in for a big surprise. You brought this upon yourself. You will be marked. Marked. By my enchantment, you will learn some manners my way. Etrol Elwam Lehrub. You hear these words as a bright light engulfs you, so you instantly close your eyes. But when you open them, it looks like nothing happened. In fact, the old man was gone. You're right, next to the fireplace. But you can't see him. You can't see him anymore. You look around for any signs of him. But it's as if he vanished into thin air. While looking around, though, you notice a light. A small flickering light coming from down the corridor. You cautiously walk towards it. You peek from behind the wall, only to see a light orb floating in the air in this long, dark corridor. Like a moth to the flame, you can't help but feel yourself drawn towards the light. You get closer and closer, closer and closer to it. But with each step you take, it moves further away from you, like it's trying to guide you or take you somewhere. You feel a little scared to follow. A little scared to follow it. But that quickly fades when you look at the light. There is something magical about it. The light it emits and the aura it gives, it just fills you with warmth and relaxation. Enough so that you keep looking at it and following it with a gentle smile on your face. Walking down the corridor in a blissful trance, where you see nothing, think of nothing, and focus on nothing but the light, until you reach the end of the corridor. And that's when you see him. That's when you see the wizard. That's when you see him in his true form. He looks different, younger, in shape. He stares at you with his piercing eyes, this reddish glow coming from his eyes as he says something you can't comprehend. You don't have time to comprehend what it is, as four tentacles appear from behind him. Like arrows, they cut through the room and grab you, restraining your hands and legs, caught in his reddish glowing eyes. While he makes his way towards you, the tentacles suspending you in the air, keeping you restrained, until he finally stands right in front of you. You can clearly look into his eyes now. You notice their shape. It is no ordinary shape. They are not human. They look more like snake eyes. But as you're lost in his eyes, he suddenly grabs your head, squeezing it tight. Tight enough and just to know you can't get away from him. As he starts to chant, Lamafar, Lamukawama, and Tata Omri, and Adeglaklak, Salty Focal Kol, and Atakalam, and Tatasma, Latukawam, Latuhawal, أنت تحت رحمتي تحت أمر صوتي. You're back. You're back sitting by the fireplace again. But on a chair opposite to you he sits. You jump. You just jump. You jump out of your seat and take off. You run to your car. You run as fast as you can, taking one last glance behind you. A glance you regret as you see him standing at the Porsche. Calmly standing there. But you can see it. You can see his reddish, glowing eyes watching you with a smile, a sinister smile on his face.